On the willows within it, we hung our lyres, our harps. Explains with Hirsch, the willows were part of Babylonian territory, and it was the sight of them, when we saw them for the first time, we truly became aware that we were now in the country of our conquerors, in the territory of the despots who captured us, in the alien land where we've been compelled to make our new home. Reading those words, you can't fail to imagine what our chatufim, our hostages, have felt this year when they realized for the first time where they were. They were in Gaza in captivity. How painful that initial moment of realization is. And they understand where they are, where they're going to have to stay for the foreseeable future. But here it goes further. Radak says, we hung our harps on the willows that grew in abundance on the riverbanks, which the Mitzidus says, because we hoped that they'd be hidden from the enemy by the branches. Because these were not ordinary instruments. These were Klei HaMikdash. These were the special musical instruments used in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levium. And the issue was as follows. That before being sent into Galus, we had not treated these Klei Kodesh with the proper respect. It was only once we were sent into Galus and we realized where we are, that we realized and appreciated fully how far we'd fallen. And therefore, when we reach Galus, we do teshuvah. We don't just place these kinoros on the ground because they're holy. We place them on the willow branches so they shouldn't touch the ground. The Medrash goes even further. We hung up our harps. Nebuchadnezzar insisted that the captives play for him in his court while they ate. And that's why the Jews hid their instruments in the willows and they said to each other, is it not enough that we caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Do we now have to sing and play music for his enemies? This is the stark realization of Galus. That suddenly we realize where we are and what our new reality is. Being taunted by our captors. Being asked, was forced to profane that which is holy. Perhaps the most painful aspect of this is that we only realize it's too late. We only appreciate what we have once we haven't got it anymore. We only realize its true value when we can't use it for its intended purpose. This pasuk is so relevant for now. We've seen so much this year. We've only appreciated what we had once we didn't have it anymore.